at 11:10, according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. At 11:02:44, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still here with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Pete. I'm not Belinda, one of the many not Belindas. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours in radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening together. And we have been double dog daring you since 1990 because, well, why wouldn't we do something like that to you right here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. It is so good to be back. It is so nice to be here together with all of you. And you specifically, you know who I'm talking about. It's you that I'm playing all this especially for. It is especially for you.
50 years they stood there looking stupid by a chart. One night in mid-August when the moonlight got too strong, they climbed off their pedestal and then they sang this song. The gun emplacement and the bones as white as bleach, through the rats and ivy till they came out on a beach, out into the ocean till they disappeared from view. Honey, when it gets you, there's just nothing you can do. Underwater moonlight sets the body free. Underwater moonlight, baby, you and me. Underwater moonlight, underwater moonlight. He was pink and she was pink, and onward they did row. Didn't see the giant squid though, it was fairly slow. Rode back home instead. Underwater moonlight, take your baby down. Underwater moonlight, watch your baby drown with love. And in the moonlight, underwater moonlight, underwater moonlight, underwater moonlight.
Once again, you are tuned in to Bubbles in the Think Tank here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and it is always a pleasure. This is one of my favorite, one of my favorite ways to break out of my radio rut. First of all, there's more people listening on, unbelievably, at 11 p.m. on Saturday than there ever are when I'm on during the week. And I get to pretend for a moment that you're all here just because it's me. But that being the case, I should probably give a little something back to you, like let you know what we just heard. The Soft Boys with Underwater Moonlight from the album of the same name from 1980 on the Yep Rock label. Prior to that, we had The Who with Cobwebs and Strange from 1966's A Quick One. Before that, we heard from the New York Dolls with their version of the Courageous Cat theme. And to the best of my, The only date that I have right here for that is from a compilation in 1994, but it's actually a good bit older than that. I didn't do all of my homework. I apologize. I get an incomplete on that one. And we opened up, of course, as always here on Bubbles in the Think Tank with NRBQ and Trouble in the Hen House. Trouble in the Radio Station, more like it. From 1983's Tap Dancing Bats. So many musics. Many musics. In fact, so many that I should probably get back to playing one or two of those musics for you, such as this.
Bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down?" You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on, because it really did, it happened just this way.
Never get your day's work done, lying in the noonday sun. Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade, how you gonna get your calm you made? You'll never get your calm you made, lying in the noonday shade. When the taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish don't grab at your line. Lazy bones, loafing through the day, how'd you expect to make a dime that way? You'll never make a dime that way. Never have what I say. To make a dime that way, You'll never make a dime that way. You never heard a word I say.
Dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Well, it was early on Sunday morning when I woke up from a dream. My heart was pounding, my hands were trembling from the frightful sight I'd seen. I dreamt my father appeared before me. He had risen from the grave. He was a pitiful and lonely specter of a life that could not be saved. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. And in the dream, my father told me that a part of me must die, so that it might be with him in spirit to help him in the afterlife. You can imagine that all I wanted was only to go back to sleep. And yet I knew that I must rise up and obey the terrible decree. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story. I left the warmth of the bedroom and opened the window shades. I walked outside in my bathrobe into the cool of the autumn day. I walked outdoors to the tool shed and opened up the drawer, and I removed the deadly instrument to do the deadly deed. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story. Would never see again. And then I brought in my Sunday paper and then went back to bed. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. First of all, you know, I read this thing a long time ago, and I don't know where it was. I could never find it again. It was hilarious. It was some old guide to how to put on a radio show. And one of the first things it said was, the listeners don't care about your problems in the station. They're not interested. Don't try to bring them in and think that this is entertainment. Well, let me tell you a few things about what's going on. First of all, it's freezing in here. For God's sake. Somebody had the window cracked earlier. Probably because it was suffocatingly hot in here, because that's just how it goes. So I stood on one of the many swiveling chairs in here, which is in itself kind of a fiasco, to try to close the window I knocked the shade off, and the shade came down in a pile on the ground, and I ran out and just hid someplace so I didn't get in trouble. But anyway, it's all back up there. It's still cold in here. What else is going on? I can't print out my playlist so that I can't make my notes on where I am. And I went into the next set. That last song was supposed to be in the next set. I'm falling apart over here. That's okay. Anyway, so those are my problems I'm not supposed to tell you about. But what I am supposed to tell you is we just heard from Brian DeWan and his song, which I did not post online, and I just realized that's yet another. I was actually going around to all the windows and trying to make sure that there wasn't one that was still pouring cold air in here, but that was Brian DeWan with My Eye from Brian DeWan Tells the Story from, I don't know, what we would call that 1993. That's what it was. Prior to that, we heard from Leon Redbone, my fellow Armenian, in disguise, with his version of Lazy Bones from 1975's On the Track. Before that, we heard from Jeannie C. Riley with Harper Valley PTA from the album of the same name from 1968. I knew that song not from its original incarnation as a big hit song, and not as its second, as the movie theme to the theme to the movie that was written about, made about the song. It's one of those songs like Convoy where they made a song, they turned a song into a movie. I don't know if they do that anymore. But I knew about it from the TV show of the movie of the song, starring Barbara Eden from the late 70s, early 80s. George Gobel's last hurrah. Good Times. No, not that show. Not the show Good Times. Just generally Good Times. And we opened up that set with Funkadelic and Can You Get to That from Maggot Brain, the 1971 album on the Westbound label. It is, it's nice to talk because I forget about the wind that somehow is in here. I don't know where it's coming from. Where is the wind? Does this mean that the end is near for me? Is that what it is? It feels like it's the cold, icy hand upon my shoulder telling me it's time. It's my time. It's my time every time I'm here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's our time. And it's time. What is it time for? It's time for a little bit more of this.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo. I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo. Ringo. One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo. Ringo, Ringo. I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo. Ringo, Ringo. They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly .44 of Ringo. They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Marketing strategy beyond the realms of reasonable possibility. It is announced simultaneously on radio, compact disc, and TV. The John Paul, George, and Ringo, they're gonna be reforming as the Beatles in 1993. And things skip into action immediately. George buys the film rights in a flurry of activity. Paul says they're not gonna play Japan. Ringo cancels his chat show plans. John, who was never the quiet one, John stays silent for the time being. And the world says, when the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America, they're gonna be sponsored by Visa. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. And lawyers start to drop large contracts involving sponsorship, t-shirt deals, Michael Jackson. They're interviewed on live TV about management deals and corporate policy. And who's going to be the manager of the new Beatles PLC? The manager is made up of phone parts of Colonel Tom Parker, Richard Nixon, Donald Trump, and of course George wants the Maharishi. And finally they get into the studio. And they're going to be co-produced by, guess what, George Martin and Jeff Lynne. Ringo is disappointed to find that no one needs him anymore except for the Vine. Because he's been sampled. He's now available as part of the Great Drummer Sampled Series for $9.99, available from your local corner shop, compatible with your cheapest available possible computer. The irony is, it plays in time. Well, the Who, the Stones, Debbie Gibson and Bross record a supergroup single at very great cost, but it's so hard to make the charts because everyone's taking the new Beatles to heart. From the day of the announcement to the game day of the big reunion gig at Chase Stadium, every record in the top 40 on both sides of the Atlantic for 3 whole years is by Lennon and McCartney. Except something, which was George Harrison's only good one. And a world says, when the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America, it's gonna be sponsored by Greenpeace as well. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America. George gets Monty Python in to do some vocals, and Linda takes a lot of photos for a book that is sold out before she even thought of putting it out. John, who's never the quiet one, John makes all his press contributions by quoting from his old songs, Into You, in time with the backing track behind him. And when somebody asks him what it's like in the studio, he says, well, it's been a hard day tonight. No one understands him, but he always was the cryptic one. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America. And finally the record hits the shelves, and it's called The Beatles From Ourselves. And for anyone who didn't know, well, it sounded quite a lot like ELO, or ELP, or FYC, or REM, or XTC. It sounded a lot like XTC, better. Didn't sound much like PSI. Didn't sound much like PS I love you. And finally, the day before the big gig at Jay, the word goes around, people are saying that they're not gonna play. The whole thing's been a big insurance scam to get the reissues selling again. A very cynical attitude, but I expect the money is making interest in someone's bank account. And then we're over at the stadium. Over to you, Roger. The lights go down. That screaming stops. You can hear a pin drop. And suddenly there they are. And I get scared as they go into. I saw her standing there. They crash through the best set in the world. Encore with the whole of Sergeant Pepper's. In order, they're gods. And I'm in heaven, but on the very last quarter of a day in the life, the Beatles are beamed off into outer space by a waiting spaceship which takes them to a better place, a place where no one knows them, a place where reunions are not expected of anyone, not even the Buzzcocks. This is my dream. I bought it. I bought the product. You can believe what you like. But in heaven, folks, all right, that's why I'm singing now. When the Beatles in America, 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 protest lives on, that's what they say. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America.
You know, I hate to do this to you, but I have to stop this whole radio show for something very important. So important that some people like to say that it is legally required. That's right. It's a little thing I like to call story time, but which the FCC calls a public service announcement. I'm going to open up the book here. Let's see if we can find one I haven't read yet. What bedtime story would you like tonight? Oh, it's your favorite. It's the one about washing your hands. Here it says, it's written like a script, and it says, announcer, colon. I guess I'm the announcer. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? Well, they have a lot of things in common, but they're all compound words. They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message has been brought to you by WMFO and the Massachusetts Medical Society. You could also just stay in the house all winter. I know sometimes it seems like there are a lot of good reasons to do that. And here's one more. Listening to Bubbles and the Think Tank here on WMFO. In that last set, we heard, those of you who have locked yourselves away already as a public health precaution, heard from John Wesley Harding with When the Beatles Hit America. That was a one-off recording of that song. He later did a re-recording of that song on his album. Somebody posted it in the group there. John Wesley Harding's New Deal. But that one was from a Sire Records sampler called Just Say Da from 1990. And before that, we heard from Lorne Greene, of course, with Ringo, his single from 1964 that claimed... they claimed ignorance that the Ringo Starr phenomenon was on the rise, but Ringo was for a different audience, let's say, than the Beatles. But the emergence of the stardom of Ringo Starr proved to be a sales bonanza for Lauren Green, who was probably very happy, and probably there were a lot of teenagers who were very unhappy when they got this home and said, wait, where are the drums? In any case, it is 11:43 and 59 seconds. Boy, does the time fly when I'm just talking and talking. So, on that note, let's see what we have queued up for you next.
High anxiety whenever you're near. High anxiety, it's you that I fear. My heart's afraid to fly, it's crashed before. But then you take my hand, my heart starts to soar once more. High anxiety, it's always the same. Anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. High anxiety, you win. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. High anxiety, you win.
Screen, I am so much more. sleep and breathe and bleed and feel. Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm real.
I'd love to help the world and all its problems, but I'm an entertainer, and that's all. So the next time there's an asteroid or a natural disaster, I'm flattered that you thought of me, but I'm not the one to call.
And while there's a part of me and that guy you've seen up there on that screen, I am so much more. And I wish I knew the things you think I do. I would change this world. And breathe and bleed and feel. Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm real.
Yes, friends, there are times in life when you reach a point of conflict with one of your fellow human beings. When this does happen, is yelling and screaming the answer?
No.
Is foul language or physical violence the answer?
No.
There is a new answer. So the next time one of your brothers or sisters is mean to you, I want you to take my advice. Let your arms dangle loose at your sides. Take a deep breath. Smile and say,
up your nose.
Up your nose.
With a rubber hose.
With a rubber hose.
Twice as far.
Twice as far.
With a chocolate bar.
With a chocolate bar. Say your brother-in-law comes over and he tells you that he's convinced your wife to mortgage your house and put all your money into styrofoam lawn ornaments. Now, I know what you'd like to say to your wife. I know what you'd like to do to your brother-in-law. But that's not what I want you to do. Let your arms hang loose at your side. Take a deep breath. Smile. Say,
up your nose.
Up your nose, Raymond. I believe there's one in the garden.
Against the Raiders. There's a disturbance on the field. Could be a big melee, Gib. But what's happening now? The players are taking off the helmet. They're letting their arms dangle loose at their side. They're taking a deep breath. They're smiling. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
You ain't so mean, Joe Green. Ah, go sit on a goalpost, Otis. Offside, your mama's offside. You know what you can do with your front four. Sing me a song. Let's get Cosell down from the booth.
Well, in your eye with a pizza pie.
Now, all you folks here tonight look like decent people. People interested in self-improvement. So the next time some clown for no good reason climbs all over your case, I want you to let your arms hang loose at your side. That's it. Now take a deep breath. Good. Smile. Say. Come on, get into it. School cafeteria. All right, now you're
I don't want anyone to take it personally when I tell you, to all of you, actually, I do want to take it. Want you to take it personally when I tell you, up your nose with a rubber hose, because, you know, I'm doing it with a smile on my face. So I want everybody together, everyone, let your arms dangle loose at your sides. Take a deep breath. We're all going to do this together. Smile and say, up your nose with a rubber hose. Doesn't that feel better? No, I didn't think so. Anyway, we just heard from XTC with Radios in Motion from White Music, their album from 1978, which is one of their first albums. One of their first handful. They're all jumpy and crazy like that. And if you tune into my regular show, In You All Along, an awful lot of that early XTC pops up here and there. Prior to that, of course, as I just alluded to, we heard from Gabe Kaplan with Up Your Nose from 1978. I can't remember. There was, like, how I ended up on that. I was watching a movie. What was that movie? He was a basketball coach. Somebody will post this, and this is why I love you guys. He was a basketball coach, and one of the players in this high school basketball team he was coaching was Bernard King, who played for the New York Knicks when I was a kid. Anyway, somehow I got down the rabbit hole, and there I was at Up Your Nose. Like so many of these songs, they came out of nowhere. Somehow, this is completely unintentional. I ended up playing a whole bunch of songs this week by television celebrities. We've got Lorne Greene, we've got Gabe Kaplan, and before Gabe, we had William Shatner there with Real featuring Brad Paisley from his 2004 album Has Been. I've been criticized for